Hi, my name is Jocelyn and I'm an intern at Prison Radio. Today you'll be listening to our correspondents Joe Adonis Alibis, Bilal Muhammad, and finally Bryant Arroyo criticize bureaucratic waste, or in other words, the careless and ineffective spending of the United States government facilitated by the prison system. The U.S. government spends billions of dollars on corrections annually under the false pretense that this wasteful and harmful system keeps people safe. Joe Adonis talks about the money the U.S. government demands from taxpayers to keep the prison system functioning. Bilal explores his experience as a prisoner in the El Paso County detention system, awaiting trial after 8 years of incarceration, trapped under a backlog of around 20,000 cases. Lastly, Brian examines the immensely destructive prison industrial complex through poetry, drawing connections between incarceration, slavery, Jim Crow, and capitalist exploitation. Starting us off is Joe Adonis Alibis.
Taxpayers 101. Taxpayers, I'm worth about $1.5 million of your tax money. You paid for me to be here for 14 years thus far. Did you know your money that you pay the IRS annually and daily is used to fund prisons and a myriad of other things and places like colleges, hospitals, public housing, gambling, and drugs? You believe I'm exaggerating, huh? You know, you should look this info up when I'm done with this essay. $100,000 a year, baby, and more, just depending on my actions, such as being housed in a mental health program in here or having to go to the outside hospital because my appendix bust or maybe cutting myself. You know, a month ago, your taxpayer dollars was used to give me 7 staples on my head. 7 of them, actually. Look, taxpayers, $100,000 is too much wasted on little old me and thousands of other prisoners. Your money has built 34 public prisons in Cali. You know, with $10,000, you could pay for one black boy from the ghetto or brown boy to go to college and learn a trade. This little child from Compton is 14 could be diverted from prison and from waste of $80,000 of your money, hard earned. You could just tell the government, let's just spend $20,000 each on 100,000 boys and girls that potentially will be locked up. That's right, will be locked up, according to statistics. But if you pay them to be career-oriented, law-abiding citizens instead of prisoners, there would be no prisons. No prisoners, just United States citizens instead of slaves here in prison. With more free people, the economy will grow and inflation will vanish. You have a better chance of donating your money to me. Send it to my prison account and depend on me to change the whole world annually, just as the government promised you when you paid the taxes that year. I'm not getting political, just economical, you taxpayers.
My name is Bilal Hassan Ibn Muhammad. I'm currently an inmate at the El Paso County Detention System in El Paso, Texas. My inmate number is 960-2939. I'm a 40-year-old mixed African-American male, father of 3 children, whom were very young. My 2 daughters were babies when I was wrongly in prison. Georgina was 1, Ellie was 3, and my son Tyler was 5. Now they're respectively 9, 11, and 13 years old. So I've been detained illegally about almost 8 years now in pretrial detention on a single non-capital felony charge. I have no other pending cases. I have no other state or federal outstanding warrants or any types of holds. It's crazy if you think about it. Obama was still president in office at the time I was arrested. Then I went through Trump, now Biden, who will be campaigning for presidential re-election this coming November. So after being arrested, I thought this matter would all be cleared up in a day or so. Obviously, those days turned into weeks, those weeks into months, and those months into a year, and that year into almost 8 now before you. Being an African American and growing up in the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, you know, you are more than likely to experience directly or have knowledge of some of the corrupt general practices of the government. For example, being pulled over for DWB, driving while black, or cops using excessive force and deadly force on our people. I remember being almost 4 years old when my parents began to explain to me what to do and how to act if we ever got pulled over by a cop so I wouldn't be shot by the police. The police are arms of the law. They're the outer shell of institutional racism. But the brains of the whole operation, the inner shell behind the scenes, is the courts, the judges, the DAs, the lawyers who uphold bad police policy or killings, the mass arrests and incarceration of the poor are all done by the courts. And what I have learned in the time spent here in jail while searching for, you know, patterns and practices is that the government corruption here in El Paso court system and the jails is at an epidemic, unthought of levels. There is a complete breakdown of our constitutional rights and safeguards, which the courts need to violate, as they have a humongous backlog of cases, last reported of around 20,000 cases backlog. And that number has grown every day. So the judges, the DAs, the lawyers of El Paso must get everyone they can to sign a plea deal. There's basically no trials, and El Paso has a rate of about 99% on these plea deals that they generate. So they don't care if you're overcharged with a crime, if you're innocent or guilty. They just want their convictions. And they are so effective at getting these pleas because they use six main tactics. The first is they detain you indefinitely for long periods of time until you break. The second is that they violate our Texas constitutional right to bail. The third is they violate our right to speedy trial. The fourth is they treat you so bad in this jail that people are literally dying to get out. The last reported suicide rates was about 100 deaths per year of suicides. That's almost 5% of our population. I believe that's extraordinarily high. The fifth is that we have no effective assistance or counsel. Our so-called defense attorneys allow all this to happen. They do not assert any of our state or federal constitutional rights. And if you're, a rare person like me, and their tactics 1 through 5 don't break you, you maintain your innocence and you make it through years of mental, physical, and spiritual torture in this jail event environment. Then their sixth and final tactic is to punish you with a mock trial in the kangaroo court with the same ineffective assistance of counsel that was forced on you. Those same individuals who did nothing for you for years. So, which results in a trial penalty to scare off others who may have wished to maintain their innocence. So this is happening to me right now. And my only hope is to raise public awareness and gather public support to stop such practices. But please be aware, I may be the most extreme example in my 8-year struggle, but there are other inmates, people's moms and dads, sisters and brothers, aunts and uncles, nieces and nephews, friends and loved ones that are going through the same illegal process that I'm going through, that I've been through. About 2,000 El Paso inmates facing the same government corruption. And I believe the only way change will come is if we put the spotlight on these corrupt government practices, which are taking place right under our noses, and we protest and fight against such. So I need the people's help, and we need your help. I appreciate your time.
Anatomy of America's wasteful prison industrial complex. America, America, land of the free, a society filled with justice and equality. This is a clear example of hypocrisy, unless they forgot to include me and millions of others kept in captivity. Confined behind tall walls and razor wires, with the nation of prisoners constantly rising higher. Most amounts will never be released, except in a body bag once deceased. Most inmates have done their wrong, but guidelines designed to hold prisoners much too long. America's prison in America have become the number one prison industry, where men and women are stocked as a commodity and actually forced to work for a paltry sum under servitude for free. Refusal and being without pay and thrown into the hole, along with a definite denial of parole. Since the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation, minorities have been swallowed by incarceration. It's easy to see the similarities between prison life and slavery. Inside these walls, phone rates and commissary prices are still high because financial support comes from Securus, Global Telling, Aramac Food Service, and Smart Communications too. As far as these corporate raiders, that's just a few. Inmates are forced to make prisoners' clothes, bed linens, bras, panties, boxers, t-shirts, socks, boots, hats, and coats too. It's a shame many taxpaying citizens don't know. We are in an era of the new Jim Crow. There's no justice or equality. America was built through slavery. Don't take my word for it. Study your history. Racist lawmakers and politicians make decisions, causing blacks, Latino X. 3, 2, 1. Racist lawmakers and politicians make decisions, causing blacks, Latinx, de facto whites, and poor whites to fill the prisons. Outsiders believe we are being rehabilitated, but being caged only generates hatred. The majority of defendants are victimized and doomed way before entering the courtroom. The vocabulary and legal terminology used leave most inmates confused. And often the attorney who's allegedly protecting your constitutional rights is secretly drinking martinis with the DAs and judges at night, quick to offer some type of plea deal or make you wait many years for an appeal. Court officials share a bond which we're not a part, stacking the odds against you from the very start. Just like slave masters buying and selling slaves, working them till they're dead in their graves. So at times it seriously baffles me why America is called the land of the free, especially when the United States of America is warehousing the largest nation of prisoners in the country. For Prison Radio, by Brian DeRoyo, CU1126 at SCI Cole Township. Inside the Nation of Prisons.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.